WJTL, that's Kane anymore. Before that, Newsboys, We Believe. Hey, good morning, 7:02. Happy Thursday. Liam and Fred hanging out with you. I hope your day's off to a great start.
Christy Lee's counting down WJTL's top 25 tomorrow from 9 to 11. You can also join her for Saturday from 7 to 9 in case you missed that. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Our very special guest today, our friend Corey Pennypacker, is with us. She's the CEO of Bible to School. Good morning to you, Corey.
Morning, Fred.
It's always a blessing to have you here.
Absolutely. Me too.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
Yes. My oldest son, Justin, he turns 30 tomorrow.
What?
Woo-hoo. But I'm only 31.
I was going to say, how did that work?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
crazy that our kids are getting that old,
birthday.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Justin. That's pretty cool. Tell us about Bible to School.
Yeah, Bible to School, we're a nonprofit that teach moms and dads and grandparents how to teach the Bible to children during their public school day, during public school hours. Typically over lunch and recess, people don't know this, but you can take kids off-site to get a Bible training and actually religious training of their choice. It's a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that you can do this from the 50s.
That's pretty awesome.
So people don't know about it.
And you're doing it.
We're doing it. They have to be off-site. They have to have parental permission. And they have to be privately funded, no tax dollars.
Yeah.
And we do over 100 classes this year. We're going to be doing it, which is really exciting.
That's great.
Yeah.
If people want to find out if it's at their school, they can go online and see the list.
Yes, at BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number 2, school.com.
What does a meeting look like? What does a Bible to School presentation look like?
Sure. The kids are walked or bussed off site. Like I said, typically over their lunch and recess, and they go to a nearby church or a youth center, and then they sit around a table with their small group leaders. They crinkle paper and eat their lunch while they're listening to a large group teaching. Very interactive. Think vacation Bible school.
Right.
And they learn the Bible, second grade Old Testament, third grade New Testament, fourth grade discipleship, and they just eat it up. Can you imagine being a fourth grade boy giving up your lunch and recess once a week to hear about God?
Yeah, and that's pretty big.
Yeah, we do science experiments. These kids just, and then we do worship as well, which I know here at WJTL, we do a lot of worship here. So it's very, very fun, but it's Christ-centered, and these kids need Jesus. They really do. 60% of our kids last year had no church home. So they learned about Jesus for the very first time, Fred.
Yeah. And so any stories come to mind that you could think of that you want to share?
Oh, yeah. We had a parent. This was really knocked our socks off. She came up to us at the year end. There was an ice cream party that the parents had. We have for the parents. And she said, in tears, she said, "I know Jesus now because my little boy came to Bible to School, got excited about the Bible, got excited about God, came home and said, 'We got to go to church, Mom.'" And she went to church and she got saved.
Wow. That is awesome.
It's the whole family. We want the whole family.
I'm thinking if you're doing 100 classes a week, is that what you said, 100 classes
a week?
Yeah,
over 100.
You must need a lot of volunteers.
We do. And so you want to go to our website and check it out. It's only 2 hours a week, a flexible schedule during the day, obviously in the middle of the day. But man, you will have the best time and you will connect with a small group. You can come to our website again to contact us about that. If you don't have a Bible to School class in your area, contact us as well, because we would love to help you get one started.
Check it out online, Bible, the number 2, school.com. Volunteers are needed because sometimes you don't have enough volunteers for the kids.
Yeah, last year we had 30 kids left on the waiting list, and we have a waiting list already.
Wow.
So, broke our hearts. We really, really would love to talk to you, or if you know someone, introduce us to somebody.
Yeah, we love it. BibleToSchool.com. We'll talk more with Corey coming up. Music on the way to Jeremy Camp, Seth Schluter, and much more.